World peace. Familiar ba sa inyo yan? Ito ang madalas namin mapansin na sagot ng mga contestant sa isang beauty pageant nung bata pa kami magkakapatid. Of course, we know that this is stereotype. I've been reading sa social media at sinabing stereotype na raw po ito. Pero it was really true when you're in the 80s and 90s. Not revealing my age, pero madalas po yan, meron at meron magsasabing na contestant sa interview, world peace. Ayan. Kung meron man na iiwasan na sagot sa mga panahon ngayon ng beauty pageant contestant, iiwasan na niya yung salitang world peace. Pero hindi ba ito totoo ito na inaasam-asam natin sa ating puso? Peace. Kapayapaan. Na magkaroon ng kapayapaan sa bawat isa. We desire peace sa mga nations na hindi magkasundo. We desire peace sa ating community. Kaya nga gustong-gusto natin tumira dito sa Dubai kasi may peace and order sa city. We also desire to be at peace sa ating mga magkakapatid. We desire peace sa ating mga magulang, anak, kamag-anak, kaklase, katrabaho. We desire peace within our relationships. But there is one relationship that one need to be at peace with, and that is God. Ito yung peace na kinakailangan ng bawat isa. Our passage this morning will speak into this and how one can have peace with God and how one can rejoice sa hope of glory that is before them. Or before us. Tayo yung nagpapatuloy sa ating sermon series on the book of Romans in which we entitled it The Gospel of the Righteousness of God. From the past weeks, nakita natin that Paul gave a defensive argument patungkol sa realidad ng kasalanan na ang lahat, Jews and Gentiles, ay walang kakayanan tuparin ang requirements ng law. And ang unrighteousness sa harapan sila ay unrighteous sa harapan ng isang banal na Diyos. And one day lahat ay haharap sa kanya sa judgment day. Last week naman nakita natin na God made a way for man to be right, to be made right with him. Excuse me. That he has made a way for sinners like us to be saved and redeemed. At sinagot natin ito as we give yung main point natin that one is made right with God solely through faith in Jesus Christ. Ngayong umaga naman, makikita po natin, Lord willing, ang blessings or benefits of one who has made right with God. Ang Romans chapter 5 has a celebratory tone, if you may, or style. It begins by exploring yung great benefits that come with being declared righteous by God through faith in Jesus Christ. And yun po ang mga titignan po natin ngayong araw. Ang prayer ko po ngayong umaga is that our hearts be filled with joy, knowing that we are no longer God's enemies, but friends, and live lives in light of the hope that we have in Christ. The righteous rejoice in God and what He has done in Christ. The righteous rejoice in God and what He has done in Christ. We have 3 points ngayong umaga. Number one, reconciled with God, verse 1 hanggang second part ng verse 2. Number two, rejoice in hope, second part ng verse 2 hanggang verse 5. And number three, rescued from the wrath of God. Verses 6 to 11. Number 1, reconciled with God. Let's read again verse 1, the English Standard Version. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Ang opening phrase ni Paul sa chapter 5 ay yung pinaiksing version ng chapters 1 hanggang chapters 4. 4:25. Now, no one is made right with God but solely through faith in Jesus Christ death and resurrection. Or God declares guilty sinners innocent on all charges of sin on the basis of faith in the person and work of Jesus Christ. Sinners who are declared righteous now have a new status at may kalakip na blessings or benefits ito. At isa sa mga benefits dito ay peace with God. Peace with God. Paul highlights this benefit by emphasizing that both Jews at saka Gentiles need to be reconciled with God through faith in Jesus Christ. Hindi lang Gentiles kasama ang Jews. At mga kaibigan, hindi lamang ang mga Jews at Gentiles, although we are considered Gentiles, hindi lamang ito ang need ng mga panahon ng tao ni Paul, yung panahon ni Paul, ito ang fundamental need ng lahat ng sangkatauhan sa lahat ng panahon, sa lahat ng lugar, sa lahat ng lahi, sa lahat ng lingwahe, sa lahat ng edad at kasarian sa buong mundo. Ito po ang ating fundamental need, peace with God. No, we are not talking about a feeling of an inner sense of peace or yung having the peace of God, gaya na nabanggit sa Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. Hindi po yung tinutukoy dito. Peace with God means being in a relationship of peace with God. Being in a relationship of peace with God. Hindi yung at peace ka, hindi po. Kung hindi, peace between an angry God na kung saan considered ka as kaaway. Friends, if you do not have a relationship of peace with God through Jesus Christ, then the only relationship God has with you is an enemy. Kaaway. Ito marahil ang estado ng ilang sa atin na nandito sa hall na ito. Kaaway ng Diyos. Maliban na lamang kung ikaw ay saved through faith in Jesus Christ. Kung hindi, God is at war with you. Pero pastor, bakit parang di ko naman maramdaman na kaaway ako ng Diyos? I mean, hindi naman ako ganong kasama o nakakasakit ng kapwa. Surely, ang mga taong nababanggit mo ay yung mga kriminal, yung mga tao na walang moral o walang konsensya. Hindi naman siguro ako kasama doon. Kaibigan, kung ito ang iyong katwiran, the Bible would beg to differ. Ayon sa Bible, lahat tayo ay by nature kaaway ng Diyos. Ang tao, people are in active rebellion against God. At hindi po ito galing sa inyong lingkod, galing ito sa salita ng Diyos. If you can move a few chapters sa chapter 8, ng Romans, sabi sa verse 7 hanggang 8, "For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God." Lahat ng tao na nasa hall na ito qualifies as an enemy of God by nature, ayon sa passage na ito. The problem with us is that we take the weight of sin too lightly. Wala lang sa atin kapag nakapagsinungaling tayo kanina. Well, which white lie? Hindi na tayo apektado or bothered sa mga inappropriate or even immoral jokes or conversations sa office or school. Hindi na tayo natotrouble. We're not bothered anymore. Children, without even noticing it, deliberately disobey their parents and talk or treat them with disrespect without noticing it. Instead of being appreciative, we become ungrateful and discontent. Ang kasalanan ay hindi gaanong kabig deal na sa atin. We even reason bakit ginagawa naman ng iba. Malala pa nga eh. Kumpara sa ginawa ko. At kapag na-realize natin na malala na yung ginawa natin, ang sasabihin natin, well, mauunawaan naman ako ni Lord. Friends, God will not overlook sin. He does not wink at sin, nor He tolerates it. We are not spiritual handicaps We're not spiritually paralyzed. We're not spiritually sick. We, according to the Bible, are spiritually dead, inanimate, lifeless, a dead corpse. We are dead to sin, unable to please God. We are tarnishing His name and damaging His reputation. Because we are created in the image of God. At papalapit na tayo sa nabanggit ni Paul sa chapter 2. Ano yung panahon na yon? The day of God's wrath. You can look it up, chapter 2, verse 5 ng Romans. Ito ang araw ng lahat ng tinatago nating secret sin ay isisiwalat sa lahat. At matatahimik tayo, wala tayong madadahilan. Hostility with God is a bigger problem kaysa sa kahit anong relational problems na kinakaharap mo. Mas malaki ito kaysa sa problema mo sa iyong asawa, sa iyong kasintahan, sa iyong kapatid. Mas malaki po ito. Mas malaki po ito kaysa sa issues na dinidil mo sa sarili mo. Ang rebellion natin laban sa Diyos ay ugat ng lahat ng difficulty at conflict natin sa pamilya, kaopisinahan, sa ating mga kaopisinahan, sa ating mga kamag-anak at mga mahal sa buhay. At kaibigan, kung wala ka pang relasyon sa Diyos, hindi namin kayo mahal kung hindi kami magiging malinaw sa pagsabi sa inyo na you're either at peace with God or at war with Him. And if you do not have that relationship with God through Jesus Christ, God is the one who will wage war against you. Wala pong gitna. Kaaway ba? O kaibigan? Are you at peace with Him or at war with Him? John 3:36. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains in him. Ito po ang tinatawag na masamang balita. Pero ang mabuting balita ay God made a way for us to be reconciled sa Kanya and to be at peace with Him. Sabi sa verse 1, makikita natin ang sagot. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we now have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Mga kaibigan, ito ang dahilan kung bakit tayo nagse-celebrate ng Kapaskuhan. Hindi po ba? Ang mga shepherds na nagbabantay ng mga sheep nila at night, and you know this story sa Luke chapter 2, ano ang nakita nila sa kalangitan? Stars? Well, I guess I need to read Luke 2:13. Ito po ang nakita nila. And suddenly, Luke chapter 2 verse 13, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom He is pleased. Friends, this was God's plan all along, to reconcile sinners to Himself. His enemies sa Kanya. Ito po ang dahilan kung bakit Jesus was sent to rescue sinners. Colossians chapter 1, verse 20. Through Him to reconcile to Himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace, paano? By the blood of His cross. Colossians 1, 20. God sent His only begotten pre-existent Son into the world who took on flesh. At bakit siya pumarito sa mundo ng mga tao? To reconcile us to God. To reconcile us to God. Pagbabatiin tayo. To bring us peace. Kung meron kang kaaway na ayaw mo makaaway, Diyos po. This was prophesied hundreds of years ago before Jesus was incarnated, sa Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Gaya nga ng sinulat ng English hymn writer and theologian na si John Wesley, "Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see. Hail the incarnate deity. Pleased as man with man to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king." Jesus lived the sinless life, died the death on the cross in our place, and was resurrected from the grave for our justification. At alam nyo ba, on the evening of the first day of the week ng kanyang pagkabuhay muli, Jesus appeared to His disciples. At alam nyo ba anong unang words na lumabas sa kanyang bibig? Sa John 20 verse 19? Shalom, or peace be with you. Bakit? Well, hindi natin alam kasi hindi naman nabanggit sa Bible. Pero meron akong hinata. Maaring ginawa niya ito upang paalalahanan sila about the atoning sacrifice na ginawa niya para sa kanila. Kasi nga pinakita niya yung kanyang pierced hands and side during that time. Romans chapter 4 verse 25, "Jesus, who was delivered up for our trespasses and raised for our justification." Friends, ito ang mabuting balita para sa lahat ng kaaway ng Diyos. At ang mabuting balita is for you, may pag-asa ho tayong ma-reconcile sa Diyos Ama. By trusting in Christ alone. You can be counted righteous as a free gift of God, not through any works that you can contribute. If you repent from sins and trust Christ for salvation, you will have eternal life. You will be reconciled with God. When God justifies us from our sins, we are now in a relationship of peace with God. Pero hindi lang po yun. Tingnan po natin ang verse 2. "Through Him, we also obtain access by faith into this grace in which we stand." Those who are declared righteous sa harapan ng Panginoon not only have peace with God, but also result in a communion with God, a fellowship with God. Sabi nga ni Tim Keller, ang tawag po niya dyan is a warm fellowship to God. Grace, gaya ng nabanggit natin last week, is God's unmerited favor. And we only get into a relationship with God by grace. Hindi po ba? Dito sa UAE, may mga special occasions po na ang mga ilang pastors and religious leaders are invited sa palace to greet His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum. Okay? Okay, hindi ho every year yun. Minsan, occasion na lang po. Pag dumating po kami doon, maiksi lang ang time na inaalat sa amin. We are given temporary access sa palace to extend our gratitude or minsan congratulations or minsan pakikiramay. Pero itong access na ito ay one time lang. Limited ang oras at galaw. So in short, once na natapos na yon, tapos na. Kakamay ka lang. Minsan hindi ka pa aabot na kakamay. Pagod na si Sheikh, aalis na siya. Now, when Paul says that we have obtained access, hindi po ito temporary access na may limited interaction. Through faith in Jesus Christ, God has granted us eternal, intimate, ongoing access to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Friends, this should be encouraging sa atin. Pero God's grace is more than an entry permit sa kanyang kingdom. It is also the power that enables us to live daily for His glory. God's grace also sustains our faith. What a blessing to stand in grace sa harapan ng Panginoon and not stand in judgment one day. God is now our Father. We have access to Him through Jesus Christ. So we can come to Him with our cares, concerns, and petitions. Friends, you can ask God great things. And if I say friends, I'm talking about brothers and sisters. things, you have to ask God great things, things that are, na meron infinite value. And what are those things? Gaya po ng spiritual growth and maturity ng ating congregation dito sa Crossroads. Pray that God would use our corporate service to call many to Himself in salvation. Pray na magkaroon tayo ng magandang witness sa ating mga kapitbahay, katrabaho at mga kaibigan, that we would be, that they would be drawn sa life natin and give opportunities for us to herald, proclaim the gospel. I'm praying for my neighbor. Kasi yung kapader namin, kasi I feel he doesn't like me. Kasi one time, meron po siyang aso and nakalimutan niya ipasok sa bahay nila. And kumakalat na sa social media na nagpabaya na nga yung amo sa aso dahil kawawa naman dahil it's summer. Hello, Dubai summer. And kanina pa yung aso doon. So what I did is, trying to be a good neighbor, I knocked sa kanilang door. And nandun yung huyong amo. So I said, hey, is there anything I can do to help relieve yung situation ng aso? But I was thinking, baka gusto niya doon muna sa bahay or bigyan ko ng tubig. I said, I'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. So here's what I feel. I feel siguro akala niya ako yung nagsispread ng pictures sa social media. But all of that just to say, I'm hoping to have peace with my neighbor. I'm hoping to have that opportunity for me to herald the gospel. I'm trying to be creative and prayerful kung paano ko po gagawin yun. You have neighbors. Maybe it's that neighbor sa third floor, nasa taas ninyo, na nag-iingay lagi ng mga steps nila, na hindi na kayo makatulog. Maybe that's an opportunity for you to reach out this person. Hindi lang tayo magreklamo. Pray for your neighbors. Pray that you at ang mga members natin dito sa Crossroads would be able to stand firm in the face of all the temptations and trials of this world. Lahat ng mga lies ng Dubai. Di ba ito sinasabi niya sa verse 2 na grace in which we now stand? Not only that, but it's also comforting to know that on that day, we will also stand in grace and not in judgment when we see God, the righteous judge, face to face. There is nothing to fear. This is an assurance. Having peace with God and standing in His grace should cause our hearts to swell with joy and prompt us with much praise or praises, which we move on to our second part. Rejoice in hope. Rejoice in hope. Verse 2, second part. And we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Pansin niyo bang sinabi dito, we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God? Ang ibig sabihin ng rejoice sa original language po rito is to boast. So ang sinasabi ni Paul dito, we are to boast, we are to glory, we are to exalt sa hope na ito. Kapag sinabi po natin hope, hindi po ito ginamit ni Paul sa paraan na madalas po nating gamitin. Na kung saan sinasabi natin, I hope magkatrabaho na ako dito, mapapaso na ang visa ko. Hindi po yun yung hope na yun. I hope mag-grant na ang leave ko para sa Pasko at New Year, makasama ko kaibigan at pamilya ko. Hindi po yung hope na sinasabi, I hope na hindi na ako magkasakit, makahawa. So ang hope na ito ay parang wish. Hindi ito yung sinasabi ni Paul dito. Kasi may uncertainty itong hope na ito. Ang pagkakagamit ni Paul ng hope dito ay quite the opposite. It is a hope with certainty or unavoidable certainty. Mangyayari. You're hoping something na hindi na parang wala lang. You're hoping something na mangyayari. We boast or rejoice in something that is infinitely great, satisfying and exhilarating. We boast in the hope of what? Of the glory of God. Verse 13 ng chapter 8 ng Romans. And those whom He predestined, He also called. And those whom He called, He also justified. And those whom He justified, He also glorified. And what does this future glory entail? Sa mga mananampalataya, well, una, it will include conformity to Christ. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2 to 3, "Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when He appears," or in second coming niya, "we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who thus hopes in Him purifies himself as He is pure." It will include conformity to Christ. Second, there will be perfect righteousness, perfect peace, perfect prosperity. No more sin and death pagbalik ni Kristo. 2 Peter 3:13 tells us, "But according to His promise, we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells." This is the hope ng mga tunay na Kristiyano. The hope of glory. The glory of God will cover the earth as the water covers the sea, sabi sa Habakkuk chapter 2:14. Ito ang pinagpe-pray ni Jesus sa kanyang mga disciples on the night that He was betrayed. Pinag-pray ni Jesus ito sa kanila sa John 17:24. Sabi ni Jesus, "Father, I desire that they also whom You have given Me may be with Me where I am, to see My glory that You have given Me, because You love Me before the foundation of the world." Friends, that day ng pagbalik ng Panginoon Jesus Cristo will be glorious. Kapag nakita natin siya, He will change us instantaneously and forever. He will finally deliver us from the body of death. Being glorified means witnessing God in all His true splendor. Yung kagandahan niya, yung grandeur niya. Sharing in that glory and reflecting back yung glory na yun sa Kanya. This is the hope of every Christian. Hindi lang, hindi ka magkakasakit, hindi lang kung saan, hindi ka na mamamatay, hindi lang dahil sa... It's because you are going to be with Christ, your Savior. Friends, do you long for this? Ang tunay na mananampalataya would long for that day and rejoice even now in the certainty of that coming event. Friends, this is the hope that we have in Christ. Sinabi ni Paul sa mga taga-Colossae na ang hope na ito ay nasa puso na nilang mga mananampalataya. Nasa puso na natin. Sabi sa chapter 1, verse 27 in Colossians, "Christ in you, the hope of glory." Yun yung hope po natin. And we rejoice sa hope na yun. Paul also mentioned that we not only rejoice in our hope for the coming glorious day, but we also rejoice in the midst of suffering. Verse 3. "Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings." Now, teka muna. Alam ko karamihan sa atin, nauunawa anong sinabi ni Paul to rejoice or to boast on the future glorious day. Naintindihan natin yan dahil puro prosperity yun eh. Tunay na prosperity yun. Pero suffering? Rejoice in our sufferings? Ang hindi natin maunawaan is why should we rejoice in our sufferings? Hindi po ba? Kasi wala pong may gusto na mag-suffer. Meron ba rito gusto mag-suffer? Unless meron tayong problem, no? Sa ating pag-iisip. Wala pong may gusto nito. Kung tayo lang ang masusunod, gagawin natin ang lahat para lamang maiwasan ang mag-suffer or pain. Kasi suffering is unpleasant, hindi po ba? Pero ang instructions ni Paul ay to rejoice in our sufferings. Bakit niya sinabi ito? Well, binigay niya ang dahilan sa mga susunod na verses. Verse 3. "We rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who He has been given to us." Suffering produces perseverance. Kapag tayo ay dumadaan sa pagsubok o trials, we get to work out our spiritual muscles. It's easy to say, now we trust God, we rejoice in the Lord, when things are going well sa ating buhay, hindi ba? Pag masarap ang buhay, madali yun eh. We are blessed, praise God. Of course, there's nothing wrong about that. We praise God for all the things na binibigay niya sa atin. When we have good health, Sarap mag-praise the Lord. Ganda ng career mo. Glory to God. You are getting good grades at school. Thanks be to God. And making a lot of friends in campus. When the children are behave. We are in our dream vacation and so forth. Lahat, masarap. Glory to God, hindi ba? Trusting God is different kapag tayo ay dumadaras ng suffering. Trusting God is different kapag nalaman mo na hanggang end of the year ka na lang sa trabaho mo. Iba yung dating, ano? Trusting God is different na lumabas na yung test results mo na yung bukol mo pala ay malignant. Nakashock, di ba? Trusting God is different kapag your spouse betrayed you. Trusting God is different when your children continue to break your heart dahil sa kanyang rebellion or addictions. Trusting God is different kapag when you are losing opportunities and favor from people sa work or school dahil you're trying to follow Christ. Iba ang trusting the Lord during that time. Ito ang mga trials that make you doubt God. Hindi ba? Doubt that He really hears you. Doubt that He really loves you. Doubt He is able to care for you. And as you continue, friends, brothers and sisters, to work out itong mga spiritual muscles na ito, as you endure as a Christian, and if you continue in faithfulness, ang outcome po is glorious. Ang outcome is priceless. Kasi perseverance produces character. It shows that your faith is genuine when they're suffering. It shows also na yung character mo ay dahan-dahan binabago ng Panginoon. And sabi nga ni Paul, and character produces hope. Now, hindi sinasabi po ni Paul to enjoy or take pleasure in hardships and pain. Ang sinasabi niya, you can rejoice in the midst of it. We can do this di lang dahil meron tayong future glory na inaantay, pero suffering also produces maturity in us in the present. God uses suffering as a means of sanctification. He is using suffering to transform us to be more and more like Jesus. It is for our good. Kung ikaw ay may pinagdadaanan, kaibigan, na pagsubok o bagyo sa buhay, or you are suffering or in pain right now, know that this is a beautiful opportunity for you to demonstrate the truth and the sufficiency of Christ in a way that nothing else can. Let people see you suffer well for the glory of God and praise His name. Ito ang dahilan kung bakit nakakapinsala ang prosperity gospel. It's harmful to the soul dahil sa pangako na magkakaroon ka ng health, wealth, and prosperity. Basta malakas lang ang faith mo kay Lord, God will bless you indeed. Pero kapag nagkaroon ka ng sakit, bigla ka naghirap, mababa ang sweldo mo, wala ka sa kalooban ng Diyos, mahina ang faith mo. This is really harmful for the soul. Kabaliktaran ng katuruan na ito, sa tinuturang Bible, why is it harmful for the soul? Because this is God's means to grow us. That leads us to humble reliance sa Kanya. Kabaliktaran, ang tinuturo ng Bible ay suffering is normal sa mga anak ng Diyos. Weakness, sabi nga ng aking kaibigan na pastor, weakness is the way so that God gets the glory. Acts chapter 14, verse 22, sabi sa Christian Standard Bible, it is necessary to go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. So if you're going through trials, hardships, and sufferings because of your faith in Christ, then that is what you called normal Christian. E paano, Pastor, kung hindi ako suffering, wala akong pinagdaanan sa hapon ng buhay, ilang taon na akong ganito, then probably parating na yan, kung tunay kang Kristiyano. I'm not here to be a voice of discouragement sa iyo, no? Or maybe, hindi ka mananampalataya. Mga kaibigan, saan nakaangkla ang ultimate happiness mo? Our ultimate happiness is not in this life. If you do, you will be disappointed. Your best life is not now. If this is your best life now, this is discouraging. If you bank it sa career advancement mo, you are putting your hope on something na maaaring mawala sa iyo. Maaaring may mas bata, mas maabilidad, mas maraming alam ang kukuha ng position mo. Kung ikaw ay single and in a relationship, it is a mistake to put your ultimate hope and happiness and satisfaction sa kasintahan mo. Kasi hindi sila qualified to satisfy your deepest longing. You cannot give an expectation sa kasintahan mo or even to your spouse that only God can fulfill. Only Christ can provide us ultimate hope, happiness, and satisfaction. But there's one more angle of this hope, so verse 5. And hope does not disappoint us just because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit when He has given us. This is God's assurance sa atin that we are truly saved. God has poured out His love, lavished graciously into our hearts by the Holy Spirit upon conversion, nung tayo'y nakakilala sa Panginoon. This is experiential. When we place our faith in Christ, Christ's finished work on the cross, God's Spirit dwells inside of us. Ito yung regalo niya po sa atin. God's love is poured into our hearts that enable us to pour out love towards others. So, mga kapatid sa Panginoon, if you claim yourself to be a follower of Jesus Christ and have not love towards others, do you really have the love of God in you? Pastor, mahal na mahal ko asawa ko, mahal na mahal ko mga anak ko, mahal na mahal ko mga praise God. Pero sa context na ito, minahal ng Panginoon yung kaaway niya, mahal mo ba kaaway mo? Are you praying for your enemies? Pastor, wala akong kaaway. O hindi kasundo. Sige, gusto niyo mag-aangin. Hindi mo kasundo sa opisina. Yung madalas na pag-usapan ka habang nakatalikod ka. O yung... I'll stop right there. Love them. Kasi they need the gospel too. Third and last, rescued from the wrath of God. Lumaki po ako sa bahay kung saan ang magulang ko ay maraming kasabihan. Maraming, totoo rin to sa inyo, no? Lumaki kayo sa bahay na maraming kasabihan ng inyong mga magulang, and it was so profound, minsan akala natin totoo. No? And hanggang ngayon marahil, bit-bit pa rin natin yung mga kasabihan na yun at kinokorek na tayo ng mga anak natin. Pero one of which na sinabi nila sa akin is this, tutulungan ka ng Diyos kung tutulungan mo sarili mo. Narinig nyo na ba yun? God helps those who help themselves. Pinanghawakan ko po yun. Talagang lahat kailangan ko gawin para tulungan ako ng Diyos. Pero hindi ito ang sinasabi ni Paul. Hindi po ito ay sinuturo ng Bible. Tingnan niyo po sa verse 6, sino daw ang tutulungan ng Panginoon? Verse 6, for while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. Ang tinutulungan lang ng Diyos ay yung mga powerless, weak, those who admit that they cannot help themselves. God came to save the powerless, the ungodly, the sinners, verse 10, kung tatalon tayo, His enemies, those who are spiritually dead. Pero bakit? Why did Christ give His life for His enemies? Simple answers of verse 7 to 8. Because of love. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Kakaibang pag-ibig po ito, mga kaibigan. Now, alam natin na may mga sundalo at mga pulis na maaaring magbubuwis po ng buhay para sa seguridad at kapayapaan ng ating komunidad o bansa, hindi po ba? Nandyan din yung mga magulang na willing mag-sacrifice ng kanilang buhay. At marahil yung iba sa atin ay nandito, iniwan natin pamilya as a form of sacrifice to provide for needs of family in order to provide and protect your children. Pero ano pagkakaiba nito sa pag-ibig ni Kristo? Ito po ang pagkakaiba. Christ died not for His friends. He did not die for His relatives. He did not die sa mga taong mayayaman, sa mga taong influential, sa mga tao pong easy to love. Christ died for His enemies. John 15:13. Greater love has no one than this, that someone laid down his life for his friends. Mga kaibigan, ito ang mabuting balita. Kahit ano po ang nagawa mong kasalanan, kung ano man ang mga nabigo mong gawin, mga kasalanan na ginawa mo o at mga kasalanan na hindi mo ginawa, I urge you to humble yourselves before God. Repent from your sins and place your trust and hope and faith on Christ alone for forgiveness of sin, for salvation. This is the salvation of God. This salvation of God is grounded in the finished work of Christ. Ito'y nakabase sa ginawa ng Diyos sa past, and this is such a great work that this salvation begins reaching out into the future. Tingnan niyo sa verses 9 to 10. Since therefore we have now been justified by His blood, much more shall we be saved by Him from the wrath of God. For while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son. Much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by His life. This is such a great assurance na binigay ng Panginoon sa atin through the writing of the Apostle Paul, that God who saved us now, for those who believe in Him, to believe in His Son, will surely save us in the future when He comes to judge the whole world. Ito ang tinatawag na argument ni Paul from greater to lesser. If God can do the difficult thing, then kaya niya i-accomplish ang easier thing. Ano yung difficult thing? Ang difficult thing is God was to pardon His enemies through His Son. When Christ died on the cross, He bore God's punishment on Himself. He took unto Himself the divine penalty that all of us deserve. And so we turn from our sins, friends, turn from our sins and trust in Christ. And once we do that, we will be declared righteous. Hindi dahil sa ginawa mo, kung hindi sa ginawa ng Panginoon para sa inyo through His Son. So He received the penalty, and we are clothed in the righteous deeds of Christ. We're justified, counted righteous, freely by grace alone. So this is an invitation, friends, to repent from our sins and place our faith in Christ's finished work on His cross for salvation. Mga kapatid, I hope that this truth compels us to rejoice in our Savior. It was God who reconciled Himself to us, hindi tayo, kasi we cannot. Ang tanging na iambag lamang natin sa kaligtasan ay ang ating sariling kasalanan. God secured our salvation by offering up His own Son for us. Jesus paid it all by dying on the cross in our place. So Pastor, ano naman ang implications nito sa crossroads? Itong gospel na ito. Well, let me mention a few. As a church, napakahalaga po na ang gospel ni Jesus Christ inform lahat ng ginagawa natin sa ating public gatherings, including giving realistic assessment ng human condition. Mamaya po, babalikan ko po yan kung ano ibig sabihin ko niyan. It has been a temptation ng napakaraming churches to structure ang kanilang services sa idea na seeker-sensitive dapat. na dapat ang style ng music, design ng stage, type ng preaching ay dapat nauugma sa napapanahon sa mga tao na tigalabas for the purpose na ma-attract natin sila lahat sa loob para makakilala sila sa Panginoon. Now, we admire ang motivation po ng mga kaibigan natin na ito, pero ang kapamamaraan na ito ay mababaw. Yung iba, kadalasan unbiblical and even manipulative. Nabanggit ko na dapat may realistic assessment tayo ng human condition. Ang ibig ko pong sabihin dito, na humans are by nature are at enmity with God. Kaaway ng Diyos at spiritually dead. Kaya kahit anuman mga effects or styles na babaguhin sa services, it cannot revive dead souls. Kahit ano pang mga manufacture natin ng condition ng ating service, lowering yung lights, playing yung favorite song, paulan na ng kape at tsaat ng mga biskwit. Although that would be something good kapag meron tayo rito. No? But that's not grounds for salvation. Huh? It would just be nice to have category. This will not bring dead souls to life, mga kaibigan. Only God's Spirit that can awaken the dead heart and produce repentance and faith. Kaya sa Crossroads, we try to make the gospel at the center of everything we do. And we always say that. We preach the gospel, we sing the gospel, we read the gospel, we pray the gospel, and we see the gospel through the ordinances of baptism and the Lord's Supper. Look at yung verse, final verse, Paul, to verse 11. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Paul mentioned a couple of things to rejoice about. But now, he adds one more reason for Christians to rejoice. And that is, ito, significant po ito. And that is to rejoice in God. Rejoice in God. This is what we instinctively do as Christians. Literally, we boast in God. We exult in Him. Pero we don't blindly rejoice in God. O sige, I will rejoice the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hindi po, we don't do that blindly. Or rejoice sa mga material blessing lamang na mga binibigay niya. We rejoice or boast in God because He reconciled us enemies to Him. We rejoice on that. We boast that He is now our friend through Jesus Christ. We rejoice in God Himself, His nature, His character. Pero bakit hindi masyado na-experience itong klaseng joy na ito, Pastor? Bakit hindi ko masyado nadarama? Marami pong reasons, kasalanan, health issues, busyness, air quotes. Pero let me focus on one. And I'd like to borrow it from an English Anglican pastor na si William Gurnall. Ito ang sinabi niya. The reason why many poor souls have so little heat of joy, o hindi lumalagablab yung joy ng puso nila sa Panginoon, in their hearts is that they have so little light of gospel knowledge in their mind. The further a soul stands from the light of truth, the further he must be from the heat of comfort. D.A. Carson, New Testament scholar, said something similar sa kanyang book, A Call to Spiritual Formation. We need to know God better. We think rather little of what He is like and what He expects of us and what He seeks in us. We are not captured by His holiness and His love. His thoughts and words capture too little of our imagination, too little of our discourse, too few of our priorities. And finally, another quote from J.I. Packer, Knowing God. The Christian's instincts of trust and worship are stimulated very powerfully by the knowledge of the greatness of God. But this knowledge, which Christians today largely lack, and that is one reason why our faith is so feeble and our worship so flabby. We are modern people, and modern people, though they cherish great thoughts about themselves, have, as a rule, small thoughts about God. Malinaw po yung mga sinabi ng mga mamang ito. na we should be saturating ourselves with the truth of Scripture about God. That we should be reminding ourselves of the gospel daily in order to have that fuel, to inform our joy, to inform our hope, to inform our praises. To inform, para mas lalong tumatag tayo sa ating perseverance, tumagal tayo. A good book to recommend, there are several, but I'd like to focus on this kasi sa gospel, God is the Gospel by John Piper. Meron tayong bookstall po dyan, try to ask yung nag-oversee ng bookstall if they have that book, God is the Gospel. If not, you can order from them. Let me end by saying that we should continue to increase yung joy natin sa Panginoon Jesu Cristo by knowing who He is and what He has done sa ating buhay. We should saturate ourselves with His Word to inform our praises and joy sa Kanya until Jesus returns. The righteous rejoice in God and what He has done in Christ. Does this describe your joy today? Let's pray. Diyos Ama, binigyan mo kami ng dahilan to rejoice in You through our Lord Jesus Christ. Abundant reasons to praise You, to exalt You, kahit sa kalagitnaan ng matinding sirkumstansya. Lord, give us hearts to know You more, to grow in our understanding at yung implications ng gospel sa aming buhay at sa aming iglesia. Fuel our joy sa truth na we are now no longer enemies, but friends. May You call many to Yourself in this congregation so that they may join us in rejoicing Your name. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.